Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time with emergency traffic. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Carter Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2NBU, no, I don't have my Christmas shopping done.
5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
Okay, there's two. We'll go to KC2MBU, who's probably scrambling on Amazon right now or wondering how he's going to get to the mall tomorrow. What's going on?
Oh, we got 34 degrees up on the hill. Now, I do most of my shopping on Christmas Eve. No lines, no waiting.
All right. Well, good luck with that. I used to do that, too. I'd be diving under the door as it was closing, getting out of the stores, and trying to get that last-minute gift. And I try not to do that anymore. But good luck with it there tomorrow, Ray, and have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, what's up?
Good evening, Jeff. N5AOW. Had a good work wood project going today, still working on that. A couple little things I'm trying to put together. And I was downstairs trying to figure out a little different way I got to replumb some of the house plumbing. We've got a lot of iron content in the water and it building up inside the PVC. So I'm going to replace a good deal of it, and I think I'm going to make it a little bit more efficient as I go along. I had a iron filter in line with it a while back, and just not working out, not doing what it should be doing, so I think I'm going to eliminate that and make a change, go to something else a little bit different, a little more aggressive to take care of it. So other than that, not a whole lot going on. I got the same temperature here Ray does, got 34 right now, so I don't know if we're going to get rain or not. They're forecasting it, but haven't seen it yet. Anyway, back to you, Jeff, at 5AOW.
You thought about going with PEX to replace your lines?
You know, I thought about that a while back, but I don't know, I'm just used to doing PVC, and I think I can probably do that quicker than I could with the PEX. I don't know. I hadn't worked with that before, so I'm a little bit wary of making a first shot with it.
Yeah, if you're going to do one job, you're better off probably the PVC, unless you know somebody who has the tools for the PEX. If you find somebody with the tools for the PEX, then you know, that you can borrow, then it's a bit more economical. We put up some of it up there at camp, not for anything under pressure or anything, but tinkered around with it a little bit, and it works out. It works pretty nice. You can kind of just run it through where you need it to go, and it's well, good luck with how your project goes there, and hopefully you can get something there that'll be a little more aggressive on the taking the iron out of the water instead of letting it settle in on the pipes. So I know how that goes. We used to have that in the place where we used to live. So, all right. Take care. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
And tool I kill giving.
And tool IQ, Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Again, this is N2YQ here. Well, I mean, ain't too much going on tonight. Just watch a little TV. I watched a little bit of Syracuse basketball tonight. They were playing Colgate, and I was watching that. Syracuse put it right to them. I don't know. So when I watched it, it was something like 35-9 or something. But that was in the first half. So I didn't finish watching the rest of it, but I figured they beat them pretty good. Now it's Colgate got going. So anyways. But too much going on here tonight. Other than that, the wife's working, and it's kind of quiet around here. So, you know, we got, 38 degrees at the present time. And tomorrow's supposed to be in the 40s, and Wednesday's supposed to be in the high 40s, maybe 50. Then Christmas Day, they're talking in low 40s, I think, so. Anyways, that'd be interesting to see what happens. But what snow we got, we might lose it because they're talking about heavy rain too. So we have got some snow cover here. So we'll have to see what happens. Back to you, Jeff. Have a good night. Talk to you into YQ Clear.
Okay, Dan. I see there on Wednesday they're saying might be 50 with some rain. It'll certainly melt off some of that snow, I hope. But we'll see. Maybe if the weather does what they say it's going to do, which is a big if. Might be able to even get into camp up there this weekend. I drove up there a couple days ago, and there was no driving in there, at least not safely. And so maybe that'll change by then. Be nice to get in there one more time before probably all that big snow comes in January. All right, take care. We'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
KB2ZSV.
KB2ZSV, Tim, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Not much. We just got home a little while ago. I had spent all day up to the hospital with my wife taking all kinds of tests and stuff. So, and that's what we've done today. And, tomorrow I got to go down to the city again and get the oil and filter changed in the car, and that's about it.
All righty then. Well, I hope wife's test went okay. Hope she passed, and good luck with the oil change there and everything tomorrow. And have a good rest of your evening there. All right, Tim. Take care. It's KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, had to run into the city and get some things this morning, myself, and changed out a bunch of lights up in the house to LED lights today, and I've been meaning to do that for a while, so see how those work out. Sure are bright, I can tell you that. And we had a bunch of lights that had to be replaced anyway, so they were blown out or on their way out. So then I got some stuff here for the Christmas party and other stuff. Anyway, that's about all I got to report. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Ray, Bill, Dan, and Tim for checking in tonight. 673, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
Traffic in emergency tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome.
Stations can now please. KC2NBU,
good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, I got wiped out by Rochester repeater. However, I got KC2NBU Ray and N2WBX Dennis. Thank you both for checking in. If there was anyone I missed or anyone else that would like to check in, come now, please.
N5VLW, good evening, Jack. No traffic. I might have doubled with the repeater ID. I don't know, Jack. N5ALW, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, this guy in Rochester, he's keying up constantly, testing his radio apparently. But I believe I heard through that N5ALW. Quite sure I did. I hope that was you. And hello, Bob. See if this guy has gone up for yet. Yeah, I guess he's gone up for a minute. So I've got NBU, WBX, and AOW. Anyone else? Okay, very good. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated tonight, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.